14th Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Beis. We finished the Malacha of Shechet. After Shechet, there's a Malacha called Na'aved, which is processing the hide, so it should be able to be used as a leather or a parchment. So there's an Issa Rabban which is connected to this, which is called Ein Oysim Hilmi Shabbos. One should not make a concentrated salt water mixture. The idea behind this is because this concentrated salt water mix is used for pickling, and pickling is similar to processing the cucumbers, just like it's processing the hide. So therefore one is not allowed to even make this salt water. But he is allowed to just make a regular salt water, which has a small amount of salt water, which he's going to use for the meal. The title ben pita, the next one says a tasha, and he uses to dip his bread in or to put into his food that he cooked. So basically, the Mishnah is saying if you make a large amount, which is not just the amount for this meal, long term use, to alter, because it looks like you're preparing something to process things. And if you just make a small amount for the use of the meal, it's permitted. Amar Rabbi, which of that is the halacha. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and he says, "Hello, Yehimli ben Meruva ben Muin." If it's a concentrated salt water, what's the difference if you have a large amount, a small amount? The Elohim ben Melach Mutar. The only time it's permitted is like in Shem and Chila l'teich hamayim, or l'teich hamelach. Only if you put the salt, you put oil in to the water before, or the salt before you make the mixture. And this is brought down to the Mishnah also that. And the hefter, there is hefter to make a larger amount of salt water, provided that you put in the oil before you make the mixture of the salt and the water. If you make the mixture of the salt and water, it does not help to put the oil in afterwards.